Welcome to the Customer Service Gold Dust Podcast. This is the UK's only podcast where customer experience professionals share their journey, insights, challenges, and current focus in an ever-changing customer service landscape. My name is Gavin Scott, and I invite you to join us as we delve into another great conversation. Whether you want to increase customer satisfaction or decrease customer complaints, there's sure to be plenty of gold dust that will help you to stand out. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Customer Service Gold Dust Podcast. And I'm your host, Gavin Scott. Now, today's guest is a marketing strategist and a funnel expert helping coaches and consultants create, market, and launch their online course. So let's give a warm welcome to a good friend of mine. It's Alison Boyle. Hello, Alison.
Hello, Gavin. Wonderful to be here with you today.
Great to have you, and thank you for agreeing to coming on to the podcast today, Alison. I know we first met back in November 2017, I think it was.
Oh my God, and about 5 years ago now, right?
Wasn't it?
It was in Warwick.
That's it.
It was actually not in a hotel or anything. It was a networking event, and it was in
Leamington Spa.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Yes, some offices in Leamington Spa back in November 2017, and we've certainly stayed in touch ever since then. And I knew when I first met Alison that she was absolutely passionate about people and helping her clients to deliver a great service to their customers. So let's find out a little bit about you. What were some of the first jobs that you did, Alison? And was there any link to customer service?
So, well, funnily enough, actually, the very first job that I ever had was a Saturday job, and it was in Boots, the chemist. I worked there for, oh my gosh, it must have been about a year or 18 months or so while I was sort of at school or college. And I learned so much. I learned so much because it was my first introduction, if you like, to dealing with customers. And of course, you know, being a chemist, you get all sorts of customers. You get people coming up to you with all their ailments and, oh, I've got this, or I've got a headache, or need something for my foot. And I had to really, really think on my feet. So that was my first kind of, like I say, step into dealing with the public as well. The next, well, another job that I had actually was very public focused along the way was we just moved here to Dorset. And I didn't know anybody. And I'm like, oh, I need to go and sort myself out a job. So I managed to get myself a job with Sky Digital. And it was door-to-door selling. I'd never done it before. It was over 20 years ago. But again, dealing with the public and dealing with people and people from all walks of life. Oh, my gosh. So I made some amazing friends on that journey. Like you wouldn't believe, because you think, oh, some people don't like answering the door if you're cold calling. But oh my gosh, it was some people like, oh, come in, you know, have a coffee, come and sit down, you know, let's talk about Sky.
Love it. So when you think about it, that time at Boots then, people do expect you to know the answers.
Yes, that's very interesting you say that, because even though I'd not been there that long, people came up to me, and because I had the uniform on, they expected me to have all the answers. I had to really think on my feet, really, really quickly think on my feet and be confident in how I responded to them. Because if I came across not with that confidence, then, you know, they would just walk away. And of course, you can't do that, you know, so you have to show that you've, at least if you don't know, then you will ask somebody to help get that information for you.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story brand approach that's outlined by Donald Miller. It's a great link when it comes to customer service, because when you think about it, in customer service, people come to you with a problem. They see you as an expert, and it's your job to guide them through. And just thinking about some of the words that you've shared, if we guide them through and we lack confidence, you know, we don't make the customers feel like they're in safe hands with us, then that's going to have a negative effect on not only their experience, but whether they trust you with the information that's being shared. And so, you know, there's lots of links that we can make, you know, when it comes to earlier roles that we've done, but certainly in Boots, you would have had to have been a good guide. And sometimes you might not know the answers. And so in those situations, what did you do, Alison?
We had the head of the pharmacist who was there. I remember his name actually, Mr. Black, his name was. And I had to, because I was serving, obviously, drugs over the counter that you could serve over the counter. And for those people that were asking more in-depth questions, I would guide them to the pharmacist. I'd say, that's something that you need to discuss with the pharmacist. So as much as I could do, I was able to deliver and get the products that they wanted. But if their problems were more specific, I would just redirect them to the pharmacist to help them.
This is it. And this is the right thing to do. You know, and people sometimes say to me, you know what, Gav, when I'm not sure about an answer to provide the customer with, how do I deal with those situations? And in those situations, the best approach to take is to say something like, that's a great question. That's not something that I've had before, but we have a team of experts who can help with that. Let me just have a quick conversation with them now and see if I can get a response from them. And so it's a similar approach that you took with Mr. Black. Let me put you in touch with the expert who will make sure they provide you with the exact response to the question or to the ailment that you have. And I'm sure he will be able to sort things out. But that's what you have to do, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And of course, you know, the last thing that we could do was to give advice on something that we had no knowledge on. So absolutely, you've got to direct them to the people who have the knowledge, who can help.
And there was a question last night on The Chase, Alison, right? We watched this over dinner with my kids and my wife. Yeah, we love it. There was a question about Boots. Do you know where Boots originated from?
Do you know? No, I don't. I don't. Maybe you know more than I do.
I think it was in Nottingham where Boots was established. That's what he said. Yeah, that was the response to the question. But anyway, that's just an extra bit of information right there that I got from watching The Chase just last night.
Great, great program.
But then also thinking about, you know, Sky and Digital, okay? And when I was first in business, one of the things I did was I used to deliver clean, easy magazines. This is when I first started out, and I needed to sort of harden myself to people saying no, because, you know, in sales, you know, you're going to get people saying no a lot of the time. And I think I bought something like 3 or 4 boxes of these magazines to deliver. And the amount of times when I was putting these magazines through people's letterboxes, where they were going like, go away, stop this rubbish, we don't want anything, yes, stop delivering this to me. But you know what, the key learning for me was that I just really became quite resilient when it comes to people saying no, and it certainly served me well in the business world when sometimes things don't often go to plan, and so you've got to take the rough with the smooth. And sometimes when you are sharing ideas, people maybe think, you know, that's not for us.
That is so true. I mean, that's a lesson that I learned, especially when I was door-to-door selling in Sky. One of the things that I was able to do was to appreciate that when people said no, which is absolutely fine, it's not personal. And so you have to build up a resilience to be able to kind of say, okay, fine, walk on. And that was something that has, as you quite rightly say, in sales, no comes with the territory. The word no comes with the territory. Mm. And so I learned a lot from speaking to those people and meeting those people, you know, and of course, they were my experiences dealing very much with the consumer. So it was slightly different, obviously, coming into business to business, but dealing with the consumer was, I found, a huge amount of fun. I love dealing with the public because they're such a colourful bunch of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one way of describing them, isn't it? And colourful bunch of people. But just in terms of that resilience, certainly in customer service, there's something in Matthew Dixon's book called The Effortless Experience, which talks about people who work in customer service who can shake off challenging situations, who can shake off difficult conversations, are far more productive than those who can't. So just having that ability to be able to compartmentalize conversations, put them to one side, and make sure that you're not taking any baggage into the next conversation. Now, it's easier said than done, but employees who have a knack of being able to do that, you know, are far more productive than those who maybe mull things over, chew things over, reflect, maybe take it personally, because that can impact their performance in the next conversation. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, absolutely. And again, learning to be resilient is not something that happens overnight. And personally, I'm quite a sensitive person and in the past have taken things personally when maybe I shouldn't have. And I just remember the feeling of like, because it weighs down on you and it's exhausting and it affects your behavior. It affects how you think. It affects everything. And so learning to overcome that is part of that, I guess, the self-development journey that we go on as business owners. But it's something that is so important because you can't afford to have that hanging over you and to just react personally, because it affects how you then carry on that conversation and then it affects everything that you're doing. And so, yeah, it's important to learn that skill. But as you quietly say, I mean, this is not something that you can do overnight. It's something that you just need to get better and better at. And it's something that you're constantly having to pay attention to and be aware of, I think, the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do have to make sure that we spend time investing in our personal development and self-development. And certainly previous guests like Ryan Noakes have certainly signposted to the importance of investing in your own development, if that's an area where you need to focus some of your attention. So tell us some more about the role you're doing today then, Alison.
So today I work very much with coaches and consultants and helping them launch programs, membership programs, or online training programs, courses. I run an agency, a marketing agency, which specifically delivers highly targeted product launches for coaches and consultants. And so we deal very much with clients on a one-to-one basis. And typically working with a client can be 60 days initially to get going and to get the product launched. And so we have to be very mindful of obviously their commitments. And then what we do is we walk them through the journey that we've created. And that journey actually is a process that we've created called Freedom to Grow. And it's where we take them through, we create the strategy first. Then once we've done the strategy and that incorporates the understanding who they're targeting, it understands what their USP is, do a very deep dive on their audience and who they're targeting. And once we're absolutely crystal clear on that and we know what the offer is and the pricing of the offer, then we go into the next stage, which is we will then produce. So we'll do the designs. We take all the assets on board, take that off their plate and build out the designs, write the copywriting, do the designs, do the technical build, and then make sure that it's all working perfectly ready for a launch date, which we'll have agreed at the beginning so that we have a launch date to aim for. And that's helping them also launch it using LinkedIn platform as well. So it brings the whole thing together and it gets people to their webinar, to their workshop and gets them through and gets them sales at the end of the day. So that's in a nutshell what I do.
Wow.
With a small team that I have.
Yeah. So anyone who's thinking about getting a course online, you can certainly help them with the end-to-end journey right from the initial goal.
Yes,
their strategy to launching it, yes?
Yes, and I think that the trouble is with so many of these consultants and coaches these days, I think one of the things that they fall into, the traps they fall into, is that they've got all this knowledge, they've got their experts in their field, they've invested a lot of money in their training, their own personal training. But what they haven't done is they haven't realized the journey that they need to go on to actually make that a reality in terms of building a business. And so what then happens is they've got all this knowledge and they think, oh, well, I'll just try this and I'll see if this works. Or I'll just try this to see if this works. And actually, then what happens is, oh, well, that's not working. I'll try something else. And so they end up kind of going down the shiny object syndrome or getting that, you know, distracted by other people doing, do this, this works, do this, this works. Whereas the reality is fundamentally, it's about having one strategy. It's sticking to the strategy. And then it's about repeating it, which is sounds like the most boring thing in the world. But trust me, it can be boring, but the more you repeat it, the more you keep doing it, then you'll just get better and better and better and better. And then it becomes a process. And then at the end of the day, you've got a process for getting new people into your program, not thinking, oh my gosh, next month I haven't got any sales, or 2 months time I haven't got any sales, because you've got a repeatable process that you can use time and time again to keep your funnel filled, shall we say.
It's a little bit like losing weight, isn't it, when it comes to that process? Hey, Alison, you feel quite boring, don't you? Thinking, okay, come on, let's have some salad and some veg, yeah. You know, but ultimately, you know, when you follow that daily process, the daily diet, yeah, then the results will come. And I think I remember reading something just recently, and I think it was in Atomic Habits, where it was talking about immediate pleasures, right? Immediate pleasures can cause long-term issues. When it's immediate pain, it can cause long-term success. I'm not quoting it correctly, but ultimately what it was saying was that, you know, pleasurable things are going to cause you some issues in the long run, but things that are more painful in the short term will bring some more benefits in the long run. Something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally, totally. Success is never, it's not always, I should say, an exciting part, because in terms of the work that's involved, because the work that's involved can be mundane. The key is consistency, and not just consistency, but just maintaining to build momentum. Because when you can build momentum, then that's where the magic happens. Because by doing something from the get-go, right, by creating something and sticking to it, and working with it, let's look at the data. Let's look at the results. What were the results? What was the conversion rate? Let's look at where people dropped off. Let's look at what point did they drop off? Do we need to tweak the copy? Do we need to tweak the presentation? So we have to look at all the different moving parts. But once we've done that, and you keep doing that, and you just keep repeating that, like I said, it's not always the most exciting thing in the world, but my goodness me, the results can be phenomenal when you follow this process.
Yeah, absolutely. And just picking up on a couple of things that you've mentioned, doing an event yesterday, it was with the customer service complaint specialist group. One of the things that we were talking about was the written word. Okay, we do a lot more via email and WhatsApp these days in comparison to what it was like, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. And we were, you know, you've mentioned there about, you know, do we make some tweaks to the copy? But we were talking about the language is crucially important. You know, let's say, when it comes to, you know, engaging hearts and minds, and when it comes to maybe sharing bad news sometimes, I suppose the copy that you write is a little bit different to some of the copy that gets produced when we're responding to customer complaints. But for you, why do you feel language is so key when it comes to, you know, engaging people with what it is that one of your clients are looking to trying to share with them?
Well, language is so important. It's about getting your, not just your voice across, but you have to understand the thoughts of your target audience. So you have to understand their thoughts, what they're thinking, and what their behavior is. Because when you understand what they're thinking, then the communication that you can then write needs to reflect that, because they need to read that. Or when they read that, that needs to hit an emotional pain point within them. They need to be thinking, how is this person inside my head? How does this person know exactly what I'm thinking? So words are, I would say, more important than ever. And I think, again, there's so many different skills that you need when you're marketing online. And I think people don't realize the importance of each one of those. And copywriting is a highly sought after skill. And when you try and do it yourself, and I've seen people try and do it themselves, and which is admirable, but it's about really understanding that journey and having a direct response that's going to really attract them and think, oh my gosh, I want to read more of this because this is absolutely, he's in my, you know, in my head, knows exactly what I'm thinking. So it's those kind of things that you have to think about. We've done a couple of funnels actually for a client, funny enough, who his wife was on The Apprentice. There was a finalist on The Apprentice. And we did one for a niche, which was about how to fix your credit score. And the conversion rate on that has been phenomenal. It's been like a huge conversion, like 80% of people who go through that or who land on that page convert. And that's because it's a very, very targeted niche, very, very highly targeted niche. He really understood his audience and the pain points that they were going through. And it was by him communicating that to us, we were able to create the right copy to get the right people through that funnel. So on the other side of things, on the flip side, they have another funnel now, which has had slightly less response to it than the credit score. But having said that, now what we're doing is we're tweaking one part of it at a time, because again, another challenge that people have if they build a funnel is, oh, it's not working. I'll change this, 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 and this. Well, you can't, because if you change all those things at one time, you've got no control. You've got no point of reference to go back and say, oh, well, it's still not working. Well, you've changed too many things. You can't go back and say, well, we've changed this, this isn't working. So you have to really look at it and manage it from a micro point of view. But going back to your point about the copy, yes, the copy is hugely important.
Yeah, absolutely. And just thinking then about the journey that you take your clients through then, Alison, how do you make sure that you provide them with the best experience whilst they're on that journey with you? Let's think about the customer service and the experience you provide your clients with. Tell us a bit more about that.
So for me, the most important part is listening. I have to transcribe what they're thinking into a kind of a journey for their clients. They have a lot of their stuff in their head and they struggle to get it down on paper. And so it's about the more I listen intently to what they're saying, then I can translate that into copy for their clients. So the most important thing for me is to give them the time and then do the research. So give them the time so that I'm in their head. I can transcribe what they're thinking. Coupled with doing the research, then we're able to give them the best experience, because then when we're presenting them with the copy and the messaging, it really is something that they can relate to and resonate with. So yeah, so for me, it's giving them the time, because by being kind of fully present and listening to them, that builds the trust, and then that then builds the relationship.
Yeah, there's a couple of key things that strike a chord with what you shared there, Alison. This whole piece around the importance of being present, you know, is crucially important. You know, sometimes we look like we're listening to somebody, but often we're formulating our own response. And so what happens then is we miss out on lots of free information that's being shared. And when you think about the fact that we live in a world of distraction, you know, sometimes, you know, being present is a lot harder for people than what you think. But certainly when it comes to having conversations, you know, with your customers, you just got to focus on the now, live in the moment, and truly connect with the words, the emotions, the feelings that's coming from the conversation that you're having. And I think some people do this really well. And other people allow themselves to get a bit distracted. Therefore, they miss out on lots of free information. Of course, that's the gold dust that I talk about, as you'll know, but there's gold dust in every conversation. And so if you listen hard and stay present, then you will definitely pick up on that.
Definitely, definitely.
And then just thinking about your journey and what you shared about that example where there was an 80% conversion rate, it sounds like to me, because that client of yours really spent time seeing things from his customers or potentially his prospects' perspective, because he spent time doing that, they probably felt more connected with the messaging and the copying. And I think when it comes to customer service, it's certainly important to spend time doing that. You know, make sure that we absolutely they spend a bit more time just delving deeper and seeing things from the customer's perspective. And by doing that, you know, it helps you to have a more powerful conversation. By doing that with your client, it certainly helped him or her to get a conversion rate of 80%. I think it was for those people who clicked onto the page that was produced for them, yes?
It was a crazy conversion. And don't get me wrong, this was specific to his niche. His niche was incredibly niche. And that was another reason why the conversion rate was so high. That's not typical, but it was certainly a very good result for him.
No, great, great job. And so what's the focus right now then, Alison? What are you focusing most of your attention on at the current moment?
Well, glad you asked, Gavin, because I have just written a book and it is actually called Freedom to Grow. Freedom to Grow is the name of the program that we take our clients through on the 60-day launch journey. And the book is actually the detail reflecting exactly that process. It's taking you through, like, it's a 5-step process. It starts with your big picture. Think about, everyone starts with a big idea. So you start with this big idea. Then we look at, okay, let's make that real. Let's create a strategy around that. Then we look at, okay, we've got the strategy now. Now let's look at how we're going to produce this and make this actually come to life. Then we look at the promotion of it. How is it going to be promoted? How are we going to get it launched? And then ultimately, we look at, well, what kind of profit can I get from this? So they're the kind of the 5 areas that I go into, all in detail in the book, Freedom to Grow, which I believe is out now on Amazon.
Right. Grab yourself a copy, folks. So Freedom to Grow is not only the journey that Alison takes her clients through, but it's also, she's committed some of that content to paper in those, was it 5 steps that share in the book, Alison?
Yep, 5 steps in the book. And I go through the whole process of actually the what we do with our clients here. So yes, it's all in the book.
And so the target audience, I'm guessing, is it coaches, consultants, or can other people benefit?
It's actually people who, yes, it is service providers. It's also for people who are thinking about jumping from their 9-to-5 job into starting up a business. And it's also, or it's for those people as well who have been in business and they've done marketing and it's not worked. And this will explain to you exactly why it's not worked and how to fix it.
Love it. Sounds great. Well, listen, I'm sure it's going to be a massive hit, and I'm sure that many people listening to the podcast will be keen to find out more and maybe grab themselves a copy. Did you say it's on Amazon, yes?
It's on Amazon, yes. It's in books on Amazon. You can't download it. You can buy it. Buy it on Amazon. And yes, it's literally just come out this week.
Brilliant. Well, listen, good luck with that. And so then just to bring this one to a head then, Alison, we've already signposted briefly to Goldust, but what's your Goldust? What would be the Goldust that you would like to share that will help the listeners to provide exceptional customer service as far as you're concerned?
I think, and I know I mentioned it earlier, but I just want to emphasize, it's about listening. It's being fully present and listening. We have all these distractions all around us that we can easily kind of, you know, we flip from one thing to another, to another, to another. And people are struggling to maintain any kind of attention span. And when you're not fully present and when you're not listening, then people tend to kind of switch off, and it doesn't help you build relationships. So my bit of gold dust is when you're in a conversation, when you're building relationships, be very open, be fully present and listen.
Yeah, it's a great share. And a share that many of the previous guests have talked about. You know, people say, I listen. But do you really listen? That's the key thing. How well are you listening? And few people have received training on how to really listen to people. So yes, it's a great bit of gold dust, and certainly encourage all of the listeners to listen hard to your customers, most definitely. And so how can people get in touch with you then? What's the best approach that they can take, Alison?
So firstly, they can go onto Amazon and buy the book. That would be amazing. And then to leave a review would be even more amazing. Secondly, my website is lamarketing.co.uk. And you can also find me at alisonjboyle.co.uk. And also, I'm on LinkedIn. So please hop over to LinkedIn and connect with me on LinkedIn.
Perfect. We will make sure that all of those details are included in the show notes. So, Alison, listen, it's been great to catch up with you.
It's been fabulous, Gav. Fabulous.
Good luck with the book. I'm sure that Freedom to Grow will be a massive hit. And yeah, I look forward to speaking to you again in the not too distant future. So take care, Alison, and ciao for now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Customer Service Gold Dust podcast. I'm sure that there were plenty of ideas you can take away and apply to your business today. Three things to do now. Subscribe to the podcast so that you can benefit from every episode. I'd also love to see a little review as well. This helps to spread the word and the gold dust, of course. Head over to Amazon to get a copy of my latest book, Finding Gold Dust: How to Create Exceptional Customer Experiences. The book is endorsed by a former executive vice president of Walt Disney Resorts. And finally, visit my website at www.gavinscott.me and sign up for some more free content. Until next time, stay memorable.